The Injured Senior Podcast is here to help. Like it or not, the senior and elderly population is vulnerable to negligence committed by medical professionals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, pharmaceutical and medical device companies, insurance companies, and everyday individuals and businesses. Your host, Steve Heisler, creator of the National Injured Senior Law Center, has been advocating for seniors' rights for over 30 years and is bringing you answers to your questions. This is the Injured Senior Podcast.
This is Steve Heisler with the Injured Senior Podcast, and I am talking to Marsha Moran, stroke survivor and author of Stroke Forward, a great book which I read and learned a lot, really learned a lot. Marsha, now part of the title is that how to become your own healthcare advocate. What advice could you give to other stroke survivors or people who've just suffered health crises? What would you say to them about becoming their own healthcare advocate?
Well, in the beginning, I couldn't be my own healthcare advocate. It was my husband who was the advocate, and he didn't know what he was doing. Thus the book. But you have to see that you've got to have someone who's taking care of the patient, who understands what the patient wants and looks out for, it doesn't matter if it's maybe medicine or how they're treating the patient or how, for example, my nurse took me to the bathroom and went out of the room to make the bed. And I had had a stroke. And so, of course, I fell down, crashed, yeah, because I had no muscles on my right-hand side. And she and my husband ran into the bathroom. And that's when he thought, oh, my goodness, I'm the only one that will care for her. Right?
Yeah.
So you have to have a caregiver in the beginning if you are not capable of having, for me, I had no message because I couldn't speak to anyone. So over time, though, you have to start taking it back. And for me, my husband went back to work in August of that year. And he said he would take me for a drive to see if I could drive myself, right? And so we got into the car, and it was a 1997 Miata. And I thought,
it's a nice car.
That's a great car.
I love the Miatas.
I didn't know if I could shift into reverse, though. And I couldn't unless I used my left hand, which I did. And we got down the street, and I did manage to shift in all forward gears using my right hand. And he said, you can drive, but you can only drive 4 miles and you cannot go on the highway. So I think about that as being the first day I started taking my independence back. And later I decided if I didn't use a doctor, it was because of this particular thing, right? So I don't like this. I'm going to find someone else who will treat me better.
So, Marsha, you talk about obviously taking your healthcare situation into your own hands. One thing I noticed when I read the book, one thing that I was kind of struck by was that Jim, your husband, but also your caregiver, was there from the beginning. What I got from it was that the most important thing was when the doctors were, you know, first examining you and trying to come up with a diagnosis, there were so many questions, but there were a lot of things that they were saying to you, which you obviously were not in any position to comprehend, but Jim was there. And Jim was able to, you know, be able to navigate doctor speak, as you call it. And yep. I think that seemed like that was really helpful, for him to be there for you. Would you agree?
Yep. Absolutely. So I count my blessings because he was always in my room during hospital hours, visiting hours, and he was always cheerful. I didn't know that when he left, he let his emotions show. So he wasn't cheerful when he left. He was actually pretty down the first few days. And he called my sister and asked her to come the first day. And she said she didn't know if she could make it that weekend because she's a CPA and it was tax season. When he she showed up, exactly. He called her the second night and he said, please, I am afraid Marcia's going to die. And she showed up.
Yeah. Well, that's how dire the situation was. And then she was, I think, also, it was good to see your sister, but right away you started playing card games and the card games helped you get better, right?
It did, yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. So what are some resources that you could recommend for any of our listeners that might want to just be able to have information or tools or strategies as far as advocating for themselves in a healthcare situation? Especially an emergency or a catastrophic situation.
Well, I have a bunch of resources available on my website. So that's strokeforward.com. And I would be pleased if they came and looked at them because they are so important. There's podcasts. There's a video of someone doing a TED Talk. There are books available. So there are a whole lot of resources for people.
Now, is that what you're doing now? I mean, I know you had a successful business. Are you still doing that business or are you spending more of your time, going across the country, across the world to educate people about how they can become their own healthcare advocate?
I am definitely doing Stroke Forward as a business now because not enough people are aware of what the symptoms are for people having a stroke, and there aren't enough people who understand what advocacy is. So I want to make sure that as many people as possible learn about it.
Sure. And if someone wants to get the book, how do they get the book?
They can go to Amazon and look for Stroke Forward.
Great. And I can, again, I'm not in any way associated with your book. I read it before the podcast, and really there was just, it was a great story. It wasn't great what happened in the beginning, but it was great how it ended, or I guess it hasn't ended, but I got to where we are now. You're living the life just about the way you were living beforehand. So, yeah, I mean, and it's a great book, and there's so many tips and little nuggets of advice that you give in each chapter. So I highly recommend it. And I definitely say that from the heart.
Thank you.
Can you tell our listeners if they want to follow you on social media, what the social media platforms are that you are on?
Yes. So if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's Stroke Forward. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's stroke_forward. And on LinkedIn, it's Marcia Moran.
Great. Now, Marcia, before we go, do you have one last piece of advice or maybe some action steps that stroke survivors, individuals with aphasia, they might take to heart or something that they could use to help their plight?
You know, it seems kind of silly to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Don't give up ever. You can get better as long as you think you can. So I'm at 95%, but I'm still striving to be 100%. So don't ever give up. And I think that strokes, the caregivers, they need to be sure to take care of themselves because stroke is a long-term disability, and you have to be there for the long haul. So you have to make sure you exercise, you eat right, you get enough sleep. You have to take care of yourself in order to take care of your stroke survivor.
Well, that's good advice, because we have a lot of caregivers that listen, and a lot of times people don't appreciate what the caregivers go through. So I'm really glad that you shared that. And by the way, I'm hoping to meet you someday, Marcia, and I'm really looking forward to meeting Jim, because Jim sounds like a heck of a guy.
He is.
Tell him I said hello.
I will. Thank you.
All right. So it was nice to have you on the podcast today, Marcia. Keep fighting the good fight, and we'll check back in with you soon to see how you're doing, and maybe you can tell us some more stories about your fight for healthcare advocacy, and we'll be real interested to hear what you have to say.
Thank you so much.
Injured Senior and Aging Population, thanks for listening to today's episode. I want to again thank Marcia Moran for appearing on the show today. Really a gripping story, and so glad that she's really, really made it almost back to where she was beforehand. She says she's 95%, but she sounds like she's 100%. If you love this podcast, we would love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on any of the podcast platforms that you listen to. If you want to share your story, such as Marcia just did today, feel free to email me at steve@injuredseniorhotline.com, or you can go onto our website at www.injuredseniorpodcast.com and leave a message. There's actually a little box on the homepage where you can just click it and you can leave a message, speak, and I will get back to you and try to answer your question and see if we can have you share on the podcast. Until next time, my good friends, so happy to have had you here today. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I am so looking forward to next week's show. Stay safe, and I will talk to you soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Injured Senior Podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. Connect with us at InjuredSeniorPodcast.com and sign up for our newsletter. To find out more or to get help at any time, visit InjuredSeniorPodcast.com or call 855-622-6530. That's 855-622-6530.